This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, everybody jump! Jump!
Yes, yes, yes. A good Wednesday one and all. Taz and the Moose with you right here on CBS Sports Radio as we come to you live from the Rocky Mortgage by Quicken Loans Studios. Who found a better way to mortgage so you can focus on making your new house home? Rocky Mortgage. Push button. Get mortgage. 9 years, $324 million, Taz. Not bad, right? Not a bad rate if you're Garrett Cole. And that's the deal that he got from the Yankees last night. Right around midnight Eastern time, about 6 hours ago, this deal comes down. That the Yankees, who targeted, pinpointed, Cashman called Cole their white whale. They've been trying to chase him for years here. And they finally got the 29-year-old prized free agent and the former Houston Astro and Pittsburgh Pirate. He's now going to be a Yankee for the next 9 years.
Yeah, it's funny. I ended up getting up in the middle of the night. You know, I come to work in the middle of the night sometimes. But I had to run to the men's room. And I have a men's room in my house. And so I look at my phone. I see this
outhouse?
No, just a men's room.
Nice,
yes,
there you go.
It's a ladies' room, too, for my wife. But anyway, so I see there's, like, notifications. I'm like, what is this? It's, like, middle of the night. And then I see this information, the news about Garrett Cole. I'm like, wow. And then it's like, now I'm looking at my phone. I'm like, I need to get a couple of hours of sleep here. But I'm reading this stuff. I'm like, wow. So, and I'm thinking of you because you kind of like nailed this. I mean, kind of the way. I mean, we were both saying yesterday the Yankees need to get this guy, right?
Yeah.
And I was thinking 10 years. What was that? What was it? 350? I was saying 350. You said 9 years and 315, or did you nail it? He said 315. I don't remember that, but I do.
Yeah.
So you're pretty close. I mean, as far as the term, you got that right. So that means someone, you have an inside guy. And
no,
you didn't tell me. Yeah,
no,
you got an inside.
No,
come on, big
no,
Yankee
no,
fan.
No,
come on.
No. I really would
no,
tell
no,
you
I
if I did.
You. I'm joking.
But no, it's. I am still surprised, even though I thought, you know, I put out that number yesterday. And Taz, I mean, listen, and you know, if they went to 10 years, it would have been right there at $350 million. So,
I interrupt you. What made you say 9 years, though? Why 9?
Oh, I went 9 years because 2 years younger than Strasburg. Strasburg got 7 years. Strasburg's 31. Cole's 29. I thought they'd have to go to 9 years to get him.
Man, you should be a GM.
That's what I thought. And I thought that the other reason I thought is I thought when the reports came out that he was going to get over $300 million, and you heard that, I thought, well, if you're going to get – it can't be 8 years and $300 million. The annual average would be too high. So then you have to go over to 9 years and get to 324.
Oh, you nailed it. Yeah.
But I was short on the money. But the point being, though, Taz,
we're too short. Okay.
Yeah, no, but I mean, it's a staggering amount of money.
Oh, it's insane.
You look at what Garrett Cole, and I'll tell you, I'm still surprised when the news came out that they got him. I'm still with all the, you know, reports yesterday that there were two kind of surprise teams or secret teams. Then one, I guess, was identified as the Astros, the other one being the Dodgers along with the Angels. The Angels deal reportedly was short of $300 million, just short of $300 million. He's a Southern California kid. The Yankees give him $324 million. I mean, people will say, well, how is he ever going to be worth $324 million? The answer is no. He's never, you know, I mean, no one's going to be worth $36 million a year, even if he has a year that, like he had last year. He's not worth that kind of money, but
he's going to help fill the Yankee Stadium.
He's
going to
help fill, yes. Yeah,
you know?
True. And you get to the point of, well, how many championships do you need to win for the Yankees for this deal to be worth it from their perspective? I mean, I would probably have to say more than one over the course of the next 9 years. I would have to say probably a couple World Series titles where he's one of the best pitchers in all of Major League Baseball. Then it would be worth it. But Listen, I think every young starter in baseball is celebrating on this Wednesday morning because they realize that the marketplace just got set by Gerrit Cole, and you know they're going to look down the line maybe to push that number past $324 million. It's remarkable the amount of money that he got.
Oh, no, it's insane. And the Yankees got their guy. They needed that arm. They needed that you know, that dominant guy on the hill that could go out there and be that major defensive you know, juggernaut, because they got all this offensive firepower, does your team. So, you know, now you got that guy. You got that guy that you needed. And it's like the rich get richer here. You know, now you got another superstar on that roster. And if you're the Angels, if you're an Angel fan, you got to be like, dang, man, we could have had this guy. I mean, they were off, but we could have had him. And you got Mike Trout there, and you got a lot of offensive stars and stars on that team. But, you know, now you can't add this guy to it. If you're an Astros fan, you got to be bummed out, too. I mean, you're losing this guy here, you know. So, and Angels, Astros, two American League teams. Obviously, the Yankees, American League team. It's, you know, so if you're a fan of either of those clubs except the Yankees, you got to be a little bit ticked. I would be. I know that much.
Well, yeah, if you're Artie Moreno and realize that the Yankees are involved, I mean, how do you not go above $300 million to try and get a kid that's from Southern California?
He's from
California?
There. Yeah, right. He's from there. You know,
and you've got Mike Trout, and you spent a lot of money on a new manager and Joe Maddon. Clearly, you're frustrated. You fired Osmus after a year. How do you not? You know, I thought their offer would be close to the Yankees' offer. I thought the report would come out and their offer maybe would be 315 or 320 or 317 or something of that nature when it's short of 300. I mean, you really left Gerrit Cole with no choice.
Oh, he had no option. It was easy, yeah, easy
it was
decision.
Easy decision to make. I mean, if the Yankees are 20, you know, $25 to $30 million more than the next highest offer, then there's really no decision to make. He's going to sign that deal. The other thing that hit me, Taz, is, you know, we mentioned it the other day. You know, you've had a lot of movement here in Major League Baseball. These winter meetings have actually been active. I thought maybe this Gerrit Cole thing with him being a Scott Boras client would drag on a lot longer than it did. Mm-hmm. I'm surprised it got done as quickly as it did.
I agree. Yeah, no, I agree. And because these deals usually do drag along, but I'll tell you, my experience as a wrestler and signing some contracts that were pretty good, nowhere near this. You know, nowhere near that. But I'm just saying, like, my point I'm trying to make is when a company wants to get it moving and get it done, they can get it done quick. So obviously that company in this case is the Yankees, and they wanted to get it done, and they got it done rapido. And that's usually, when they're inspired, the people who have the money.
That's a good point.
I'm telling you, man, it's a fact. I mean, believe it or not, even probably in this place, too, if they're inspired to sign someone. Believe it or not. But I'll digress, and so we don't go segment one anger. We don't want to do that.
No, let's get the show on the tracks for a little bit.
Talk about Gerrit Cole.
And from, you know, with the contract, though, also comes the pressure. You know, this is not Pittsburgh.
Right. It's not Houston. Right.
You're coming to New York. You're making, you know, what, $36 million a year. You've got a full no trade clause. There is an opt out after 5 years, so he can hit the free agency market at, you know, 33, 34 years of age once again, Taz. But he's got to perform. You know, he's not going to be able to disappear. You know, it would have been a softer landing spot with the Angels because the Angels are the second team in that marketplace. They're in Anaheim, right? I mean, Everyone's a Dodger fan out there in Los Angeles.
Sure.
You're gonna get the big money, but you can kind of disappear and not face the kind of pressure. Taz, you know this better than anybody. I mean, you know, you're a Brooklyn guy growing up here in New York City. You sign that kind of a deal, the expectation is for you to basically be perfect.
Yeah, you got to be perfect. Especially wearing those pinstripes, the pressure's on instantly. But not only that, you're making that kind of money, and it's for public consumption, how much you're making. And the Yankees, they're going to put him over before, you know, the team is going to push him and boast him on their shoulders before he throws one pitch. So they're going to do all the right thing. They're giving him that platform, and he will be the guy. He's already the guy. It just happened. He's already the guy. And the pressure's on him for sure on Cole. But I got to tell you, and I want to see what you think, Moose, but I got a feeling. I know it's not the Steel City. I know it's not H-Town in Houston. But I got a feeling this guy can deal with this pressure with no problem. I really do. This guy is ice cold, man. And I think that he's going to deal with it fine.
I would agree with you. He's a very, you know, from my understanding, for people that know Gerrit Cole, is that he's kind of a little bit of a you know, baseball junkie. He lives, eats, and breathes the sport. He's constantly working on his game. You saw him evolve as a starter, go away from like kind of the being a sinker ball pitcher, a power sinker with the Pittsburgh Pirates, the spot in that four-seam fastball, and focusing on the curve down in Houston. You saw his game go to a completely different level where he had 326 strikeouts. Yeah, I would agree with you. I mean, Taz, I think mentally can handle it. We've seen New York break a lot of really good players. I'm not saying that that's what New York and the fan base is going out there to try and do.
Right.
But, you know, there are some guys that can handle it and some guys don't. I would agree with you. I think Gerrit Cole could probably is going to handle New York just fine. Now it's a question of the Yankees are the team to beat. There's no more excuses. Now you have your ace at the top end of the rotation. Now the time is to get back and starting next year to win a championship.
Well, I think to your point, I mean, you just made right there in your commentary, I think there's actually a little more pressure on the bats, on the offensive end of things.
Yeah, fair.
You know, I really do. I think because they know now they got a guy who's going to, if they get a lead offensively and those guys start hitting the ball like they can and hitting the ball over the fence like they can and getting guys on base and knocking guys in and playing smart baseball, which the Yankees do play, like them or not, they do. They play smart ball. You know you're going to have a guy, for the most part, when he's starting, you know, he's gonna sustain and hold down teams to minimal runs. So you got to score runs and win. You know, so the pressure I think might be more on those offensive guys. This guy's cold as ice. This guy Cole can deal with it.
I agree with you there. I think it's on the offensive bats, Taz. You know who else is also on? Boone.
Boone is putting pressure on him for sure. I mean, Skipper Jones.
If you're Aaron Boone, you celebrate last night in San Diego the fact that you got Gerrit Cole, but you also realize that you're now under the microscope even more because this is not about developing young players or having a good year, winning 100 games in the regular season, or win the American League East. This is not having any missteps in the postseason and a managerial gaffe here or there. This is about winning a World Series. When you get this kind of an arsenal, when you spend this kind of money, there can't be any excuses moving forward.
No, this is the real deal. I mean, this is like insane. Like, and you're starting to see that more and more, you know, what these guys making, you know, very minimal guys making this kind of money. And then you got to wonder now, Mad Bum, what happens with him, right? What happens with him, with Bumgarner? Where's he going to go? Does he go to the Dodgers? Does he go to the Braves? Where's he end
Angels
up?
Are a team, too.
Angels are a team. That's right. Well, because it just went down. Yeah,
the Angels and Hyung-Jin Ryu, who was one of the favorites to win the Cy Young before he had a little bit of a step back in the second half, and Jacob deGrom was able to finish off his season strong for the Mets to win his second consecutive Cy Young. Those are probably the two other, you know, the two best starters that are left on the free agency market right now are those two guys. And Bumgarner, there was a report the other day that he's looking for a deal that's similar to the deal that Zach Wheeler got from the Philadelphia Phillies, which is a 5-year deal. And in the neighborhood of $100+ million.
Yeah, he's going to get it.
I agree.
Yeah, I think he's going to get it. Where do you think he ends up? I think he goes Dodgers. Where do you think he goes?
I think you might be right.
Yeah, I think he goes down to Southern Cal, leaves the Northern Cali area, and goes to the Dodgers.
I think you might be right.
Yeah.
Because I think, and he is certainly a guy that's got ice water in his veins come the postseason. He's a great October pitcher.
Sure is. Sure is. But you got your guy, man. You got your guy.
Cole's
now.
A Yankee. It's going
to
be.
I told you when I got up and I go to the men's room, and then the part I didn't tell you was he was in a Yankee uniform. And I'm looking, I'm like, wait. I know who that is, but he's not a Yankee yet.
Yeah.
And I'm thinking, there's something. What day is it? Like, is it Friday?
That happens to me all the time.
You don't know why. I'm like a little discombobulated, which is rare for me. And I'm like,
that
what
happens
the
to me
heck?
All the time. Ask my wife. I wake up on a Saturday morning.
You don't know what day it is.
I wake up on a Saturday morning at 4:30. I'll be like, oh, I got to go to work. Donna's like, it's Saturday.
I got, all right, maybe not.
Maybe not.
Used to work on Saturday mornings with Maggie.
I know, but that was 2.5 years ago.
Yeah, I know.
Sometimes you wake up. I hate that. Don't you hate that? I know you said it doesn't happen to you a lot.
Not much.
But I hate when it happens to me when I wake. I'm like, oh my God, I got to go to work. And my wife's like, relax, it's okay. You don't have to go anywhere. I'm like, you sure?
When that happens, just take your foot and just run it. Your foot, stub your toe into the dresser. It'll wake you right up.
You
know,
right.
The day,
exactly,
everything.
Right.
It just gets you going.
Then I'll be limping around the
house. But
household.
I see him in the uniform, in the jersey. Yeah. I'm like, they had him in, you know, Adobe Jones. They did like a little artwork, and he's in like the Yankees away grays. It says New York, and I see it's Gerrit Cole, and I'm like, oh, wow, they got him. They got him. I couldn't believe it. I'm like, oh, man.
You know what's good? You know what the other thing, strangely, that I thought about, Taz, is this. You sport the facial hair on a daily basis.
Well, yes,
and the Yankees have got the rule of, you know, your hair's got to be cut to a certain length.
Right.
And then no facial hair.
Right.
He's going to look strange without the beard.
Let me tell you something, bro. For the money they're paying this guy, he'd shave his ass.
I get it. But if you're him, like, isn't he going to look a little strange without the beard? Like, there's a picture up on ESPN right now sporting him in the Yank uniform, and he's clean-shaven, and it doesn't look like Gerrit Cole.
Where is that? That's on ESPN?
If you go to the front page of ESPN.com right now.
Yeah.
Here, let me show you.
I don't normally go on that website. Here. Oh, yeah,
I love
different.
Bearded men.
He looks different.
Dude, he doesn't look the same.
Yeah, he looks odd. He does.
He looks odd. Now, I know that's like, you know, they messed around with the computer to get that done, but he just looks straight. I don't know. Like, if I were him, I'd be like, what do I need to do in order to be able to have a beard?
Listen.
Is there anything I can do?
You're getting paid
that kind of money.
All you do is show up, smile, and work.
I don't even talk. I don't just.
You know what I mean?
I get it. I know. Well, I'm nitpicking here a little bit.
Yeah.
But he is done. Want to hear from you. Are the Yankees right now the prohibited favorite in Major League Baseball with the acquisition and the signing of Gerrit Cole last night? About 6 hours ago,
is he getting his number? Sorry, is he getting his 45? What is he going to wear? Who wears 45 in the Yankees now? Let's go hook to the break.
I think he's going to get 45.
Yeah, nobody has 45. We're going to find out, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah,
we're going to check. We'll have our research jersey. You got it. Yeah, 855-212-4227.
That's it. It's Taz and the Moose on this Wednesday morning. It's CBS Sports Radio.
Give Taz and the Moose a call. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4227. It's Taz and the Moose on CBS Sports Radio.
This is Major League Baseball legend Mo Vaughn, and you're listening to Taz and Moose on CBS Sports Radio.
All right, CBS Sports Radio's toll-free line is brought to you by Geico. Great news. There's a quick way you can save money. Switch to Geico. Go to geico.com, and in 15 minutes, you can save 15% or more on your car insurance. So the big news here on this Wednesday morning is that Gerrit Cole, the former Stro, is now a Yankee. 9 years, $324 million.
I just actually did a little retweet off of Bleacher Report. Now look at that. Okay, read it to the audience what I said. Off of the Gerrit Cole information. It's the information right above.
Rich get richer.
And what's the hashtag say that I put? Go ahead, sir. You'll love it.
Hashtag never ends. Sorry, I don't have my reading glasses on.
Yeah, never ends.
Yes, never ends.
Never ends.
Never ends.
Nope.
Cole looks good though in that uniform. That's the picture
he does.
You saw.
But you're right. That is the picture I saw. But that you're right though. He's got the beard there.
He's got the
and
beard.
The hair
and the hair.
The
and crazy that's all gonna
hair.
Go.
Wow. Just shave it off, Gerrit. Just get take it all off.
Right. Get rid of it all.
For that kind of money, $36 million a year.
Right. Like you said, you'd shave your rear end.
I'd shave. Whatever, I'd shave my buttocks. I want to take the high road in this segment. I'd shave my legs. I used to shave my legs for a lot less than that. I shaved my legs for years.
Yeah.
I never said that publicly, but I'd shave my forearms, armpits, chest. I shaved
you
everything.
Go electric shaver or shaving cream and like a razor?
I said, go to a guy. He'd shave me down. I'd lay on a thing and
really?
Shave me. Yeah.
No, you didn't.
Yeah, the guy would shave me up.
That's not. So you walk into a guy, and a guy would be like, "Hey, listen, shave me down."
Full body
like,
no. Shave, Jones. Yeah,
oh
shave it up. No. You want me to get into the details of it?
I was just curious. You go electric shaver?
Well, you take the bulk hair with the electric shaver,
and
it's not that simple. But you can't just move on. You use the electric shaver.
Yeah, I'm not moving on.
Certain levels of it.
Oh, okay.
Depends on what you. If you're like a Goony Goo Goo, and you got a bunch of hair,
like
you
got a werewolf,
right? Then you need a thicker attachment on top of the electric shaver.
Mm.
So then you shave the bulk hair with that, and then I would get a straight razor and lather up my legs and just take a straight razor with the leather, like in the cartoons, sharpen it up and use a straight razor, that nice, clean, you know, gimmick. I didn't use a straight razor. I'm joking. I would use, my wife geez. Gave me these pink razors. Nice. She gave me these, actually, lady razors.
Yeah, nice.
So she don't cut your legs.
It's like you're using a straight edge on your legs?
Man, you're tough.
I mean, God, that's a delicate touch right there.
No, I didn't do that. I'm joking. I would just use, I would use the electric razor and then, I should do something maybe for content like that. I should shave my legs again and put it on my Instagram.
Oh, I think that would
Taz
be
Talk. TAZTALK. Yes. Yeah. I should maybe make a new t-shirt. I could sell it at TazShirts.com. That's where my shirts are.
Yes.
If you ever want to buy a Taz shirt.
Let me write that down.
TAZSHIRTS.com. Since I've been promoting it here, actually, my sales have been up. My guy told me. Yeah, it's good.
There you go.
That's good. Yeah. That's great.
Very cool.
Yeah. It's all about promotion, Mushi.
5%.
For who? Right. So right, exactly.
Well, what do you mean? Do I have to, I said 5% for myself.
No, you get nothing.
Why not?
Because you have nothing to do with the shirts. It's my brand, and that's it. It's that simple.
He's helping promote it.
Yeah.
Why, by you, sitting here? Moose is helping
Brad,
me, sitting right next to me.
I'll give you 1% of my 5%.
Thank you.
Hold on, Brad. How is he helping promote it?
If he didn't go down the road with the shaving stuff, we wouldn't have ended up at that point where we're discussing your website.
Hold on a second. It's not a website. It's a special site. But listen to me.
Well, it's a website.
I organically get that in every show.
Yes.
Moose knows. Mike knows. Sometimes
I think America knows.
Sometimes I slam people over the head with it.
Yes. Well, that's true, too.
You should go there, Heller. You need a little help with your wardrobe. No disrespect. But, you get yourself some new shirts for the holidays. I'm going to put a new one out.
I'd love to sample one if you had a free sample.
That means free. That's when people say sample, I'd like a freebie.
Yeah, Bilotti said the same thing. He'd like to sample one for the holidays as well.
I used to give out free shirts here, Hella, and you know what I got for it? Nothing. Not even a thank you for somebody's bums.
I'm wearing the shirt today.
That's not true.
Yeah. I don't see
nothing. No one said thank you?
Mike's the only guy who wears the shirt.
I'm wearing it now.
Hella, he's not wearing it now. But
hey, it's underneath my sweatshirt.
The orange one?
Yeah, the orange one.
You love that one. Gimmick Clubhouse. That's available at TazShirts.com.
Wow, he doesn't want to show it off. He's got it buried underneath a giant sweatshirt. Giant sweatshirt? Come on now.
Also 12 degrees in this room.
Well, you can raise the temperature. That
no,
is a good
I'm
point.
Not going to raise the temperature. It's very nice of you. You guys raise the temperature shirt. And take your sweatshirts off.
You could wear the shirt over the sweatshirt.
That's true,
your
too.
Your giant sweatshirt.
Yes. No, the t-shirt he has Nazi. Of mine, it's very tight on him. He wears it tight because he wants to look jacked. Yeah. So he said, Taz, look, just get me a medium. Tell her when you got me an extra large. I'm like, no problem, bro. So that's a Mikey B special.
Nice. Right. There you go, Mike. Not
true. What, Pete? Look at you want to speak. What?
No, I wear your shirt all the time. It's not here.
Jealous.
You said Pete's eating?
Yeah, he was eating.
Oh, yeah, before he was having a little, I think, oatmeal. Yeah.
Pete wears them while he's doing laundry when he has no clean shirts left. Is there any truth to that rumor?
Oh, Heller's just chopping everybody up.
What is this about? Bad sources.
Yeah, Heller's like, oh, I'm going to take a wrecking ball to those two.
I am just
Bobby Heller.
Dropping fire
good for you,
today.
Jim Heller. Back today. I'm
happy hump day. Yeah, let's
he
go.
Never does that,
hanging
job,
Pete Jones.
Well, Antonio well Heller. But see, that's well what happens done. On this show. You come on the show for a couple days in a row.
Yeah, right. It starts to build, man.
Right.
The rage and anger just pours out of you, bro.
Right. You got two things. You got anger and you promote Taz's website.
TazShirts.com.
Correct.
Yes, that's exactly right.
And two things you do.
Well, actually, Moose, I don't know if you realize this. Hella knows, and sort of the men behind the glass, as they say. You know, so your boy, what's his name? Who's the regular update guy? Andrew Bogus. Andrew.
He's been gone a day. What's his name? Oh, that guy.
He's in Florida. You know about this?
Yeah,
I'm
Andrew Bogus.
Right, he's in Orlando.
Yeah.
You know who's also in Orlando with their family? Zach Martin.
Oh, nice.
Zach will bail you
Zach loves Disney, too.
No, but he hates Andrew, and Andrew hates him. So Andrew's bummed that he's there in Orlando with him. Yeah.
If they ran into each other, like, rating for It's a Small World or
I
something.
I doubt they're connected.
That'd be amazing.
They're probably eating French fries on Main Street. McDonald's
the
fries.
The guy who does play-by-play on the internet?
I asked Zach if they were going to connect, and he said, yeah, he's going to try to reach out to Bogus.
That's what Zach said?
Yeah, I don't think Andrew's going to
hiding.
Not going to love that with his whole family. Your kids. You're Zach from work.
The World Beer Tour at Epcot. They're going to run it.
Hey, isn't that Uncle Buck?
NFL trades Dus Begins to Seattle.
Let's go to Mexico. Me and you, Andrew, on the boat, and we'll go through the restaurant in the dock, in the lake, whatever. You know, in Mexico.
Yes, I love
Mexico
that.
And Epcot.
Yes, yes.
I don't know what it's called.
What's the countries.
Yeah, yeah. The beer thing is funny. I'll tell you, me and
Mexico
Moose had this
still have the boat, or they have...
They got the boat. What's it called?
You think Mike Godzilla? Knows?
I haven't been there in 15 years. Mike, I don't know. What's the boat called in Epcot?
Mike looked at me like, what?
I mean, Taz, the last time you were at Disney, they were selling McDonald's fries on Main Street. I mean,
yeah, I think I need to bring Heller up to speed.
It could have been renamed about 20 times by now.
That's a good point. We're going to look into it,
They have the boat ride at Frozen.
What the hell is that?
Well, they changed up the Viking.
That's Canada?
Well, hold on.
I'm sorry. I mean, you're right. I'm all over you.
Again. Can you?
All right. I'll lay it.
Can I actually say?
Sorry. I'm sure. What? Canada?
I know.
Toronto?
No, no, it's not Canada. Canada's got that great steakhouse.
It's unbelievable, dude.
Yeah, Canada's. Yeah. I'm trying to think. Is it? There is a boat ride in. Is it Iceland? I forget what it is, or Scandinavia. Whatever. Whatever it is that area that had they made a boat ride and redid it for Frozen the great cartoon, the great
What the hell you're talking about. Frozen,
you've never heard of Frozen, the Disney movie?
No, my kid's 20. I mean, he's not watching
Disney.
Well,
it's all over the place. Frozen 2 just came out. It's making all kinds of money. It's made about $800 million in like 3 weeks.
I watch wrestling. I cover wrestling. I talk sports. That's what I do. I think
it's the people that watch Frozen that would buy your T-shirts. I think you should try and tap into that market.
Hold on. I'm sorry because, no, Mike, your information is wrong. The ride over there is called, over in Mexico, just so you know, Hella, when you're going, it's the Grand Fiesta Tour.
Nice.
And the Tres Caballeros. Someone told me it's the El Rio del Tempo. I don't know about that one, Mike. I think it's the Grand Fiesta Tour.
All right. We'll have to.
But then again, I'm reading an article for 2013. So the new name is the El Rio del Tiempo.
Amigos!
Now, do you know about the French fries, Heller, on Main Street? You heard Moose and I reference it a couple times. You're a little confused.
Just now. I haven't been there in a very long time.
So then you
years.
Would know this. On Main Street, they used to have a McDonald's little pop-up type shop on Main Street in Disney.
Did they charge like $30 for fries?
Of course.
Norway. I'm sorry. Let me just correct myself.
There it is.
It's the country Norway.
Got to get it right.
I was just bothered by it. I couldn't. It was... Okay, so continue, Taz.
You're right about the Vikings.
Yes.
That's Norway.
French fries Main Street.
Yes, so tell, you don't know about this?
No, I don't recall.
All right. So I don't think it's there anymore. It used to be. And we had a big discussion, disagreement. As usual, Mike, Pete, Moose, they're telling me, there was never no McDonald's over there. There was never no French fries on Main Street, which is completely a lie.
I don't know if it'll put down exactly like that, but okay.
Well, you guys were telling me that there was no French fries over there in Disney. And
you asked me when I came back from Disney, how were the French fries? I said, there are no French fries. You said, yeah, Main Street.
That was your first question?
I did.
And then, you spend a week with Mickey Mouse? How were the McDonald's fries?
And then you basically said, how'd you miss those? They're right on Main Street. They're right there. All you could do is smell the French fries.
Right by the Mad Hatter.
Right. And so we went online, and they eliminated the French fries like 9 years ago.
They did. But I'll tell you, it was a lot of fun going to Disney and eating French fries in the Orlando sun in August, the hot oil fries. Mm. And this is when I was in my prime wrestling. I'd be there. My son was little. My wife wasn't little, but my son was little. And I would be I was in great shape. I'd be in a tank top, just jacked, eating oil French fries so more oil would come out of my pores. Just tatted up and jacked. Just skipping a line in front of people, my family. Now we're going here.
That's a look.
Yeah.
That's a look.
You just stroll up to the front with your...
All the time. I had a guy with me. I had a guy from Disney that used to get me the pass.
Oh,
I'm
nice.
Not kidding. We used to go right up front.
The escort.
Yeah. I told you the story about Al Leiter and me had a problem.
Your own personal line pass, whatever they call that.
Yeah. Al Leiter was there when I was there, and he had the same monitor I did. And me and him had a little problem, Al Leiter. And I'm a Met fan. How about that? Yeah. Oh, because we were best friends there. He was my boy. I love you on TV. I love wrestling. I'm a big Met fan. Yeah! And then I see him a couple of years later. We're doing an event with WWE and the Mets at Shea Stadium. And Al Leiter's acting like he has no idea who I am.
Oh.
Deuce Jones. That's what happened.
He didn't remember.
No, he didn't remember.
Is Bogus going to do any live hits from the Magic Kingdom?
That's a good idea, though.
That's a really good idea, actually. Yeah.
I mean, while he's waiting in line for the Mad Hatter.
That's a great idea, bro.
I actually would love to ask him.
He'll do it.
Okay. I'm Andrew Bogish.
Well, let's spitball. What does he do when he's over there? Like, we'll have him do it today. He'll do it. His wife won't mind. And what can we have him do?
Or his kids.
The problem is Space Mountain.
It doesn't really open until 8:30.
No, we'll play it tomorrow. Well, it's be in a pre-tape.
Oh,
not
nice.
A live hit. We'll do a pre-tape.
Oh, okay.
We have to can't do it live, to Moose's point.
Yeah.
Or we can get them live at 6 a.m. from the hotel.
I don't think... I feel bad. This is vacation, dude.
Just get him from the hotel.
No, day. No days.
Just
no,
a little check-in.
I'm not.
No
days off. I'm not making that ass.
Just got to work. No days
no,
off.
That's...
I'll do it. Maybe what should we
call
pre-tape
up,
him?
Get
Let's leave it up to Hella. What do you think, Hella? Pre-tape or live?
I mean, if he's at the park when it opens and there's a chance to squeeze him in for a quick 2 minutes, why not?
That's great. I love it.
That's a good idea.
You, sir, have a future good in job, producing bro. Radio. I'll tell you that, Hella. Lucky you.
I don't think Bogus is picking up anything that's labeled with our area code.
I'm the only one who replied to a text to while he's on vacation because I never contact the guy ever. So
I might be second. Taz first, and I can be the backup.
Oh, dude, I see
you constantly. I don't even have his number saved in my phone.
That's funny. You are boys with him, Hella. I see you talking to him all the time. You
well,
guys
yeah,
are always conspiring.
Way back. Well, they're tight.
Yeah, you're
go
always
way
up back. To
or they're just
sketchy.
Catching up together on life. They're not conspiring.
No.
There's not, you know... No one's out there to get anybody else. They're just kind of enjoy
right.
each other's
right.
company.
Good point.
There's a thing called friendship.
You know, that's the thing. When you're from the wrestling business, if you see two guys talking quietly
yeah.
that work together, they're up
to no good.
It's just all the years of that. Of
oh, and yeah. Trust me, I'm well aware.
Your faith in humanity is...
Oh, nil.
Yeah.
Nil. I don't have much. But I do like the Andrew Bogus hit while he's on vacation.
Yeah, we got to do that. Why don't we tape something?
Yeah. Get something on tape. We think my
come on, live online
no,
at Space
he's
Mountain.
He's with his Wouldn't kids. It's tough. I mean, that's tough. I mean, like they're like, Daddy, spend time. You're like, I got to do a hit with Taz and the Moose.
90 seconds.
You're like, Daddy,
you're
never home.
It's hits like that that get
you're
you
never
on
home.
Vacation.
We're in the happiest place in the world. Why are you going to go call that place?
Maybe give us a 60-second hot take
yeah.
on Garrett Cole.
Little voicer.
Like that, you know?
While he's on a ride going down.
Yeah,
Right. Voice yeah. memo voicer and send it in.
Andrew loves sports. He'll
I
talk
know he loves sports.
Anytime he
That's
can.
Fine. Yes, let's have him, why don't we have him record the audio from Space Mountain and play it back.
Or from the El Fiesto, because the name's gone.
Oh, the Mexico, right. Bring it full circle.
It's full circle.
Oh, literally, it's been 20 years now. I want to go.
Oh. All right, Heller, what's going on?
Okay, buddy? I'll give you an abbreviated version, guys. You already know you've been talking about Garrett Cole.
Garrett Cole.
$324 million over 9 years, making him the richest pitcher in baseball history. With the Yankees surpassing Steven Strasburg's new $245 million deal with the Nationals, the deal is said to include an opt-out after 5 years as well as a full no-trade clause. Meanwhile, Didi Gregorius is leaving the Yankees for the Phillies. 1 year reported $14 million. The Rangers trading outfielder Nomar Mazara to the White Sox for a prospect. Pitcher Kevin Gausman goes to the Giants in a one-year deal. College basketball for the fourth time this season. Number one goes down as Texas Tech beat Louisville 70-57, the Jimmy V Classic at Madison Square Garden. Meanwhile, Penn State knocked off number four Maryland. The Terps' first loss, third-ranked Kansas blew out Milwaukee. In the NBA, the Heat beat the Hawks in overtime, 135-121. Duncan Robinson tying a Heat franchise record with 10 three-pointers. Miami's unbeaten at home. So are the Sixers as they top the Nuggets 97-92. The Blazers handed the Knicks their 10th straight loss, 115-87. Hockey, the Flames won their sixth in a row, 5-2 over the Coyotes. The Kings snapped a four-game slide, beating the Rangers 3-1. From the NFL, Alshon Jeffrey, the Eagles, done for the season with a foot injury. Lamar Jackson says he will play for the Ravens tomorrow night against the Jets, despite a hip issue that's limited him in practice the last couple of days. Guys?
All right. Well done, Brad.
Appreciate that, Brad.
Appreciate that.
Good job on producing the show.
Yes.
Mikey hates you now.
Yes. Well, you got to reach out to Bogus, just see if he can record something from distance.
Is Heller going to do it?
Happiest place in the world.
No.
Why? Heller from where? The radio booth?
Right from the newsroom.
Oh, record, do like a back. Oh, we could have him do that.
His buddies with him. I think Mike's setting up right now.
Yeah.
Mike's passed it on. Hey, listen, Heller, I need you to do me a favor.
An NFC top dog bench cut start that comes your way next. It's Taz and the Moose with you here on this Wednesday morning, CBS Sports Radio.
Give Taz and the Moose a call, 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4227. It's Taz and the Moose on CBS Sports Radio. It's Taz and the Moose on CBS Sports Radio.
All right, time right now to ask the pros, where you, the listener, get to ask us a question, brought to you by O'Reilly Auto Parts. Go to CBSSportsRadio.com/askthepros. Submit your question. Be listening later on the show. We might answer your question. Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get guaranteed low prices, excellent customer service at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every single day, Taz. We got a little BCS coming your way now. Right?
excuse me. I want to help you set the table, yes, sir.
Sure.
I put a little tweet out last night because I knew we were going to do this. It's called prep, right, as you know.
Yeah.
And so I put a tweet out towards the people who follow me, and a lot of those people follow you too. Who's going to go to the Super Bowl in the NFC? So I put four teams. That's all you can fit on the poll.
Okay.
Cowboys, Niners, Packers, Saints.
Oh, you threw your Cowboys in there.
I did. Who do you think led the race as far as going to Super Bowl? Cowboys, Niners, Packers, Saints.
I would say the Saints.
No. 49ers. Look at this poll.
Niners.
Look at that.
Wow.
Yeah. 49%. No, I'm sorry. 53.5%.
And with 14, that's a pretty decisive win.
Then the Saints, 26.2. Then the Packers. Then the Cowboys. Okay. So, I did that last night.
Well, so the Cowboys were at what percentage?
9.6. Jabba Jones. I just took, I took whoever's leading in the, leading the conference
division.
So, that's why I did that. I had someone say, because I did it for the AFC too, like, why do you put the Bills? You're a Bills fan. Well, I mean, they're not number one, they're not in first place in their division. That's number one, sir. And the other thing is, I don't want to jinx them, even though they just lost. So, I mean, like, I don't know what to say.
Taz doesn't want to break up the good vibe around the Bills right now.
Even though we just lost. So it's kind of weird,
right?
They
played hard. You could easily won that game.
Yeah, I know.
I mean, it was right there for the taking. I wasn't here on Monday to do the show with you. I mean,
there's no reason to rehash it.
That was a tough loss.
Oh, God. Here we go.
I know. You were right there.
I watched the whole game.
Especially late.
Okay. There we go. Aggravation now.
Marcus Peters.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. He made the play. Wasn't it weird? Like, the Patriots lost the same way. If you go back to the last play of the game with the D-back making a great play. Who did it in the Patriot game? Who was that?
Wasn't it Breshad Breeland?
I think you're right. Breeland. Yeah. Right. It was like the same thing. And when did that in the Bills game, I'm like, I just flipped over to the
right. Breland, who's a former Redskin.
There you go.
When they first brought him in, I think he was a Clemson Tiger in college. Jim Haslett, who was then the defensive coordinator of the Redskins, and there might be only five people that care about this story, but said that he.
I care.
I'm joking around. It's Breshad Breland, and it's the Redskins' history. Haslett said Breland's going to be an absolute star in the NFL. He's been banged up, hurt a little bit, playing well this year for the Chiefs.
He was a star against the Pats. he shut him down that last play. Brady Jones, thanks for coming. Yeah, no, but anyway.
So we got an NFC top team bench cut start, right? We got Niners, who were the decided winner of Taz's poll last night. Niners, Saints, and Seahawks. We're not going four deep. Chance to make the Super Bowl. Who do you think of those three teams? Let's get to it. A little BCS.
It's now time to bench, cut, or start with Taz and the Moose.
Bench, cut, start.
Let's get to it. A little BCS bench cut start. Of those three teams, who has the best chance to make the Super Bowl? Seahawks, Niners, or Saints? Seahawks, Niners, Saints.
All right. So this is Mendy. I'm going to lay it out. I'm going to bench the Saints. I'm going to cut the Hawks. I'm going to start the Niners. So, you know, you're thinking, well, hold on a second. You're going to cut the Seahawks with Russell Wilson, how good he's playing. They're in second place in the West. Okay, they're sitting 10-3 right now. They're playing good football. I get it. But no. I don't believe in them as much as I do the Saints or the Seahawks. And the Saints, even though it's tough to doubt in Drew Brees, I understand that. Kamara has not been running the ball like he has. He's just not the same threat that we've seen in the games I've seen him play anyway. So that's why I'm going to bench.
No, he's been quiet.
Yeah, he has been. I'm going to bench New Orleans. I mean, but they're 10-3, and again, they're playing great. They're playing good. They're in first place in the South. So that's all good in the hood. But I'm all in on this. Jimmy G and the 49ers, Bosa Jones, San Francisco 49ers in first place in the West, 11-2. So that's my deal. I'm going to bench the Saints. I'm going to cut the Hawks. I'm going to start the Niners.
All right, bench the Saints, cut the Hawks, start the Niners.
I go in order, B, C, S.
Yeah,
simple.
No.
It was 2 years. Come on.
Honestly, ditto.
Wow.
We're exactly the same way.
Funny you said ditto. Quick funny story. Yeah. It has nothing to do with football.
Yeah.
My wife showed me this thing online. You know how some people go crazy with decorating the house for Christmas? Like insane.
Yeah.
She showed me this picture. I don't know. It was a house like in L.A. It was not L.A. Somewhere on the West Coast. And they went crazy with all these insane, like, thousands of dollars in decorations. And then the house right next, went viral, the house right next door, they just had a lit sign with an arrow that said ditto. I gotta find it. I was cracking up. So when you said ditto, I thought
that
of that
great.
Christmas
thing. That is
thing.
Great.
You gotta show your wife. You crack up. I gotta find that.
I gotta ask my wife.
And
that was in California?
I keep thinking it's the West Coast. I gotta ask her where it was.
Yeah, I gotta look that up. Yeah. Taz, I think for everything you mentioned, I mean, how do you not right now, when you look at the San Francisco 49ers, who played two of the better games, two of the most entertaining games that we've seen this year, been a participant in it, right? Niners, Seahawks, and Niners, and New Orleans. To go down to New Orleans, to be down double digits down in New Orleans in that dome, and find a way to win that game and show the mental toughness. Yeah, they showed some warts defensively, but what they also showed, a lot of ways they could win a football game.
Arizona.
There you go. Thank you.
Sorry.
But you're right out west. I think the Niners have shown you... That's funny. That's very funny. I think the Niners have shown you a lot of reasons why they're a team that you can count on come January in the NFC and the NFL playoffs. I am going to, I'm going to bench, obviously, the Saints. I think they're the second best team in the NFC right now, starting the Niners. And then I'm going to cut the Seahawks. I'm a little concerned about Seattle offensively. Losing Rashad Penny to torn ACL certainly hurts their depth at the running back spot. Didn't look healthy. It didn't look good offensively against the Rams at all this past Sunday night. So, therefore, I'm cutting the Seahawks. So, Taz and I are in agreement here on our BCS.
Hey, every once in a while it happens. It's the way it goes. Mikey B, would you like to partake in the game?
Sure thing. I will bench the 49ers, cut the Saints, and I will start the Seahawks. The Penny injury is a big deal for them, obviously, as much as they rely on the running game. But we've had the discussion on this show in the past.
Wait, hold on. Say it one more time. You went too fast. I'm trying to log it. Say it one more time.
Oh, sorry. Yeah, no problem. About the injury at the running back position for Rashad Penny is a big deal to the Seahawks.
No, I meant
to
say your BCS again.
49ers benching, cutting the Saints, and starting the Seahawks.
Starting the Seahawks. All right. So I like to log stuff.
We've talked about it on this show. Russell Wilson, MVP caliber player. I like him in the playoffs as the difference maker. I'll take Seattle.
All right. And
you're on top of
the esteemed board operator, people out.
You know what? Ditto with my basketball friend.
Basketball friend.
Uber Eats Drive, whatever his name is.
That'll work.
Uber Eats friend.
Wow. Geez.
Multiple hats.
Ditto with my Uber Eats.
He took
Eats
your ditto.
Friend.
And then he did the basketball drives. Then he did the Uber Eats. His name is Mike Bisegna. You've worked with him probably, 10 years?
No, 11.
All right.
Five.
So, it's like. Unbelievable. All right, so it's a ditto. All right.
Well, I find it to be unbelievable. In the first hour, we've promoted Mike's basketball drives and Taz's shirts.
Yeah, TazShirts.com.
That's exactly
right. They go up to 4X.
Off the checklist. What are you telling me? I don't need
No, you. I'm just saying, in case you know someone. Maybe Zach Martin wants one.
But whenever you say a size to someone, that means that they're that size. You look at me and
say,
they go with a 4X over there. Well, I don't need a 4X.
I know you don't. You don't have the height for a 4X. he's a layup. You put it on a tee.
I did. You're right about that.
That was easy. No. We have all sorts of sizes. I don't want to get to that.
So there's your BCS. Want to hear from you. Hit us up on Twitter, at Taz and the Moose. At Official Taz, at Mark Malusis. Yes, that's exactly right. Top dog, top team in the NFC to make it to the Super Bowl. Seahawks, Niners, Saints, want to hear from you. 855-212-4CBS, always the number to call. Le'Veon Bell and his bowling score.
We'll explain. We talked about it yesterday. Now we know what he rolled. That comes your way next on a Wednesday. Taz, Moose, CBS Sports Radio.